Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 44 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Habakkuk with a devotion titled, God Answers. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, in the New Living Translation, reads, I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. Our text today is from Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are dreaded and fearsome. Their justice and dignity go forth from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swift to devour. They all come for violence, all their faces forward. They gather captives like sand. At kings, they scoff, and at rulers, they laugh. They laugh at every fortress, for they pile up earth and take it. Then they sweep by like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own might is their God. The four questions Habakkuk brought to God in verses 2 and 3 are answered in verses 5 through 11. God answers prayer. While we may question His timing and not always like His response, we never have to doubt that God always answers. God instructs Habakkuk to look among the nations and see what he is about to do. That's in verse 5. The Lord forewarned Habakkuk that he would be astounded at God's response. God told Habakkuk that his work would be so astonishing that he would not believe it if God told him. God's answer is not what Habakkuk was expecting to hear. God reveals His plan to use the Chaldeans to bring judgment upon Judah. That's in verse 6. And then in verses 7 through 10, God describes the fierce nature of the Chaldeans. John Phillips shares the following comments on these verses. Habakkuk was invited by God to see with prophetic vision the Chaldeans marching triumphantly all over his native land. Three successive Judean kings, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah, saw the fulfillment of the prophecy when they witnessed the Babylonian armies advancing victoriously through their land. The Chaldean conquerors whom Habakkuk saw were terrible and dreadful, chapter 1, verse 7, ruled only by self-interest. Their horses were swifter than the leopards and more fierce than the evening wolves, chapter 1, verse 8. Their horsemen flew like eagles. The Chaldeans would not be interested merely in conquest. They would be destructive. They left Jerusalem and the temple behind them in utter desolation. Their captives would be as numerous as the grains of sand. Habakkuk was also told that the Babylonians would scoff at the kings, that's chapter 1, verse 10, and mock fortified cities that stood in their way as if they were sandcastles. In verse 11, the phrase, whose own might is their God, has also been translated as ascribing this power to his God. Thus, God used wicked Babylonians to bring destruction to his people, Judah, knowing the pagans would give credit to the idols they worshipped. Yet these enemies of God are described as guilty in the same verse. God clarifies that even the ruthless Babylonians will ultimately face their judgment. Habakkuk's dialogue with God reveals that God's way of doing things doesn't always make sense to us. God works in mysterious ways, which sometimes challenge our understanding. These verses remind us that many people struggle with questions about the mysteries of God. God wants us to take our cares and concerns to Him. Who better to bring our questions to than the one who has all the answers? May these verses challenge you to cast all your cares on the Lord, knowing He cares for you. See 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. May God reveal Himself to you as He did to Habakkuk and assure you that no matter how circumstances seem, He has everything under control. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you struggled with God's answers to your prayers? How can you keep your heart open to continue to listen to God and learn from Him amid your struggles to understand Him? And finally, how can the following scripture give you wisdom during challenging times? From Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.